All right, good Wednesday morning. Welcome to the WLBB Community Voice here on News Talk 1330, FM 106.3, streaming live on NewsTalk1330.com. This morning we are on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. My guest this morning, the lovely chairman of Carroll County, Michelle Morgan, she's seeking re-election. She was on the primary ballot, won 100% of the votes, but she will be on the general election ballot in November unchallenged. Probably won't talk much about her campaign, but we'll catch up with what's going on in Carroll County. Good morning.
Good morning.
And thank you for coming out. We had the Carroll County Sheriff on yesterday, so it's nice to have you guys together. Maybe we can get all the elected officials this week. We still have two open spots on the programs this week, Thursday and Friday. So if you want to come on the program and you can talk for 28 minutes about something legit, please reach out to me. We'll try and get you on the program, or maybe an event coming up, or you want to maybe a school program. You want to talk about that, drop me an email, news@newstalk1330.com. But let us go to Michelle Morgan now. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. You know, we were just saying that back in 2014 when I first ran for office, I was like petrified to come on the show. So, you know, scared what you're going to ask, would I know the answers? And so I'm laughing. Here we are talking about how it goes so fast. And now you just said you had 2 days open. Maybe we could be a part two and a part three.
We could stretch it out. Absolutely. I mean, I don't think that because we kind of sit out with a few things to talk about and then never get to touch them all.
Right.
So maybe we'll look into that. Or maybe we get Ben Skipper on the show.
He's on vacation this week.
Is he? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure you'll reference him, though, during this conversation as we talk about the big rock quarry issue up there in Paulding County. It is a Paulding County issue initially. There's a group that wants to rezone some property on Paulding County, and that property actually does cross over the Carroll County line, but the portion that they want rezoned is only in Paulding County.
Correct.
And the planning and zoning was supposed to have... they're supposed to review that and listen to that rezoning request yesterday, but they ended up delaying that.
Yes.
I didn't hear why they did it, but they ended up delaying that until next month. We'll talk about your concerns with it, Carroll County's concerns with that. I mean, constituents, I know they've reached out to you. But did Paulding County reach out to you about that? And should they have had a responsibility to do that? Is that something you would have done when that property is so close and knowing that it could potentially affect Carroll County?
Oh, yes, very much so. And we had to deal with the rock quarry in Whitesburg. Immediately, we were looking for partners, people to help advocate with you. So we had reached out to Coweta County. We reached out to Chattahoochee Riverkeepers, Trust Republic. Like, we reached out to everybody. So when I'm getting phone calls from my citizens, actually the first one I got was a friend of mine used to be our neighbor, and I'm like, what, are you sure about this? I mean, I knew nothing about it. And it was like immediately that Saturday morning, I made a phone call to Ben. I made a phone call to the county attorney and said, okay, this is what's going on. We need to be on top of it. So yes, I don't really want to diss another county or their staff, but at the same time, I think there's that professional courtesy, and we've yet really to hear anything. I've reached out to their chairman, and he was actually getting ready to tour the site and has yet to call me back. So I'm, you know, been working mostly with our citizens and their citizens. Have really thought, I wish I could bring them all into Carroll County too, because it's been wonderful to meet these people under the bad situation. But
and it's their prerogative. I mean, you know, perhaps they think it'll be a good thing for Paulding County. Mm-hmm. You know, perhaps they're considering that, and not that's why they're not reaching out. But all right, Rock Quarry, I think it's like 200 acres of land, and it's in Paulding. It is in Paulding County,
and a little bit is in Carroll, and the part that's
the actual rock quarry.
It would be physically in there, but the part of the land, it goes end up in Carroll County. And then, of course, we have what's been zoned for like 20 years, a prospective neighborhood that now may be going in. You know, other things are we're going after a grant, Safe Streets for All. And so we're looking at things that can make our streets safer in the unincorporated part of Carroll County. And one of them is, you know, making our roads a little wider in places and putting the rumble strips in. So that, you know, at least if you are going to go a little to the left or the right, you have the noise. So we're going after grants for this, and working with the pond company and some others, we have found that one of the dangerous intersections is Rainy Road and
it's a 101.
101, and you're sitting there going, okay, that's right there, 5, 6, 7 miles outside the entrance to this proposed rock quarry. Now it is a state road and a county road, so I'm kind of like, all right, we already know we have a bad place here. All these trucks coming in and out aren't going to help the situation.
I saw some places said they're going to operate 9 to 5, but allegedly the developer says it's going to be a 24-hour operation. So I don't know which is right, but I think Bennett said like 50 trucks a day.
That's what I've read too. Now, like I said, I had planned to go yesterday. I am still planning to go to the planning zoning, because then at that meeting is when you really hear.
Will you speak at
a lot more details?
Would you public speak?
Right now, they're on the 10th. You have your assigned time of when you can and can't speak. I mean, it's 10 minutes, like how ours are, 10 minutes to speak in favor, 10 minutes to speak opposed. So they have an attorney, the citizens that don't want this. And so we're working with this attorney because there again, you don't want to take up all the time and not speak specific. So we're working with them to see how we want to propose Carroll County's objections besides the letter that I sent. Letting them know that we have serious concerns about this.
And that's key. I mean, Carroll County has come out and said, hey, we object to this.
Yes.
And the other county, City of Villa Rica has too. I haven't seen anything out of Temple, even though it seems like it would affect them more. All right, well, let's talk about what are Carroll County's concerns with this proposal. I mean, they'll build the rock quarry in theory. If the rezoning is approved, they'll build it in Paulding County. But again, once you get on 101, I guess it's suggested that these trucks will want to go all the way down 78, right?
And then get to I-20. And we already, our Villa Rica Fire Station is, probably the busiest station because of all the wrecks on I-20. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden, you're just adding more things that we may not be prepared for. I mean, I hate to say that, but it's like you try to, government sometimes is more reactive than proactive, because you can't anticipate where you think a rock quarry is going to be necessarily. And, we need to build another fire station. We need to have another ambulance up here. We need to make sure this is a 4-lane road. Well, you do that, you're taking away from people's front yards. You're taking away from their quality of life and what they have invested. And you go up that area, it's very rural. A lot of acreage, people live on homes. They plan to live there. They didn't plan to live in an urban area.
And environment is a concern, too.
Yes.
Right? A lot of creeks out there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a gas line or a pipeline.
Right, Colonial Pipeline. I know we've reached out to them. So,
have you not heard if they think that's an issue? I mean, it's the thunder
that's
shaking the ground and things like that.
I've not reached out to them personally. I think Senator Tim Bearden, he's been talking regularly, and I think that was what he was working on.
Okay, I was trying to think.
If he's not, Tim, you better be.
Yeah. Well, that the planning and zoning meeting, that'll just be for a recommendation to their Board of Commissioners.
Yes.
Planning and zoning meetings, both of them been delayed, but
yeah.
It's like the 22nd or something, but it will be August.
27th.
27th, okay, of August. And then September will be when the Board of Commissioners do, even if they, if they don't pull out by that point. But you do wonder when something's delayed, if there is something going on behind the scenes. Just because somebody does say we plan to do it, I mean, it's like, the one in Whitesburg. Mm-hmm. I mean, how that came through with the end. Carroll County lost its battle, but nothing's really happened there, and that group actually sold it.
Yes.
Is it, they sell it to
they
Vulcan?
They did. They sell it to Vulcan, who already has been here in Carroll County for many, many, many years. So.
And as of right now, there's no intention to do anything with it. I've actually reached out to them, and they got back to me and asked for my information so they could contact me, and just never did. That was a couple months back. All right, Michelle Morgan is the chairman of the Carroll County Board of Commissioners, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program. Time right now is 8:40. If you have any questions or comments, I encourage you to post those to the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page, and I will share them with our guest throughout the program. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System, Oak Mountain Academy. Back in 1 minute.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The Entrepreneur Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in business and leadership. Critical areas include identifying entrepreneurial characteristics, selecting a value position, and business model development. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. Again, we are on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page this morning. Any questions or comments, feel free to post those. Got a couple of people who have checked in. William Keskis already checked in. Leslie Smith McPherson up in Vicarilla. And Carolyn Henderson, she's checked in this morning. So thank you for watching. Bridget Stewart says good morning, Michelle. And William Keskis says good morning, Michelle. As well, again, thank you guys for tuning in this morning. But you know, questions and comments, feel free to post those, and I will take another look before the program is over. Budget, Carroll County approved a budget, was a whole month ago. I mean, it's probably out of your head, but what do you recall from that as far as the key points in that budget? And this will lead us into the conversation with the millage rate.
So when we prepared the budget and presented it to the commissioners back in April, I had already planned to do a full millage rollback. Because I recognize, like everybody else, you know, taxes are going up, your value of your house, value of your business. I mean, I do, as commissioners, we pay taxes too. So we understand that also. So I knew we needed to build it back in. My mom just moved here in December, very, very excited, bought a house in my neighborhood. The house has doubled in price since 10 years ago. So that just sort of all of a sudden sets the rest of the market, supply and demand. We were talking last night because there again, I got another bill in the mail too. Ours, I wish they all came on the same day, but they come one this day, two this day, you know, they just kind of filter in every time you go to the mailbox. But the budget has gone up, but like everything has gone up. I mean, fuel costs more, electricity costs more. And like the sheriff said yesterday, I'm so excited we're finally paying public safety more. I mean, really, that's our main goal as commissioners, is to make sure that this area is a safe area and providing, you know, better salaries to recruit and retain. And also because they're our citizens. We don't want our citizens driving to their jobs somewhere outside the county for public safety. But we were laughing. The only thing that really has stayed the same, 35-cent ice cream sandwiches at any Morgan Oil location. Think about it. What else has stayed the same in price? But so when the budget went up, it's not because we put anything extravagant or fluffy in there that everybody wants to talk about. It's really just keeping up with the current expenses like everybody else.
Are there any open positions or were there any new positions put in to the budget? Actually, I'm aware of a couple, but yeah.
Very few, and I have very few open. Every day I get a list of who all's applied for jobs. And, you know, I read through those to see who's applying, what they're applying for, what the market looks like. And it used to be you'd get nobody applying. Now you get a lot, and especially for certain jobs. Administrative assistants, it seems like we could be flooded with 50 applications. So that's a big turn from when I first took over as chairman, that we just didn't have people applying. We had a lot of openings, and now it just seems that the tide's turning again, that people want to work for Carroll County.
I'll talk about the judicial district split in a second, but Carroll County Court, they made some changes too. There was split that up, or not didn't split it up, but added another court. Was it for Carroll County Courts? Well, in this budget.
The state court judge. State court, yes, we're asking for a second state court judge, but that won't start till next July because we have to ask the state legislature for approval for that. But the Board of Commissioners have agreed we need that. The county's growing too, and we just want to make sure that everybody has things done in a timely manner.
Will that turn out to be an appointment, you think?
I think by law it has to be, yes. I'm almost 100% positive, yes.
But we'll have the legislators put together some legislation, and everybody will approve it.
We've already put it together. We just need them to take it and get it approved.
Okay, so that won't happen until next July. But the split for the Coweta Judicial Circuit, I mean, that's something that I've heard from the DA's office at least the last 10, 15 years, and you and I have talked about it over the last 5 or 6 years at least. How do you feel about that? And what will the county have to do to prepare for that, if anything, and constituents? I mean, what will residents, will there be any changes, anything that really affects them?
I think for residents, we'll see cases and things happening a lot quicker, a lot faster. You know, we were a huge circuit. And I don't know, when you look at that, like DeKalb County, that was actually called the Stone Mountain one. I mean, we just, how do you serve that many people? There's only so much time in a judge's day and a judge's week, and plus in staff, and the case is building up. So I think by splitting the circuit, it brings it home more. Like the sheriff had said yesterday, and I always say, I like to see my elected officials in town. I like to see them at events. I like to see them out and about, because lots of times citizens say to me when they see me on the Greenbelt or wherever, they're like, oh, I've been meaning to call you, but I didn't want to bother you. And I'm like, no, that's my job. You're supposed to call me. But it makes it a little bit nicer in an environment where they can say, well, can you do such and such? Or what do you think about such and such? And you can have that conversation right there and then, instead of waiting for someone to show up at your office. So I think the same thing with the DA, whoever's appointed to that, and staff, it'll make things move so much smoother and so much faster for everybody.
And is there anything that's put in Carroll's County budget for that, when that split, since there'll be a new DA?
We have put some, but there again, we're waiting on the state to tell us what they're paying for. So we're still kind of in a... I know that Alicia Searcy and I, we don't like that holding pattern. We're ready to make sure we've got it covered, make sure we've got everything right. But I think we're sitting really well for that to happen, and then we'll just make some adjustments. And there again, we've been very lucky over the last few years with changes that the finance director and I have presented to the commissioners, and they have agreed with that financially we are sitting very well, so that if for some reason this was going to cost more than what we budgeted, we have savings like other, you know, that we could use. And that's what you're supposed to use for, things that, you know, are unexpected. So but I think we have planned well for it.
Very good. Time right now is 8:47. Michelle Morgan, commission chairman for Carroll County Board of Commissioners, our guest on this morning's Community Voice. I'll remind you one more time, if you got any questions or comments, feel free to post those on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. And before we do take a break, we did talk about the millage rate, and you did say that you will recommend that millage rate rolls back. So you felt that back in April. How much of the tax digest did you know? Is it just obvious that it was still going to go up again?
Oh, yes, because, you know, the tax assessor's office, the board of assessors, they start working on this long before. They see the sales. They see what's going on. You had James on here a few weeks ago. It's not just something they start on June 1st. They're just constantly aware and saw that prices were still going up. I mean, and you can see it when you're you know, talking to people who said they've sold their house, you know, what they sold it for, people who are buying houses. I mean, you know, family members moving here, new teachers, doctors, in general conversation, you know.
You brought up gas, you brought up Morgan Oil, and you did bring up gas. So let me ask you this question. When we look at the price of gas and, you know, where the price is right now and, you know, 10 years ago or whatever, and as it fluctuates, what goes into that price? I mean, who is really... You know, what is the main reason? Because people tend to, you know, the national media want to attribute it to who's in office, who's the president at that point. What really goes into that price of gas?
So a lot of it is shipping. I mean, you think about where it's coming from. It's coming on the pipeline from all the way from Texas all the way up here. It also is your local and state taxes. And Georgia has some of the highest state taxes, but we also have very nice roads when you start going into the other states around us. So when you see the price on the street there, you don't see what all everybody's, you know, collecting. It's just one general price, and it looks like we are collecting it, but we're not making all that. We have to then divvy it out to your county, your state, your city, your GUS fund for in case of emergency. So there's a lot that goes into that price per gallon.
Is it keeping up with the guy across the street? Does that have anything to do with it, or is it
you wonder why someone's price is lower than yours. It's
you can
it's
drive
bought
two
every
miles
day.
In Carrollton, and it's 15 cents difference.
So it depends on when you bought the gas. If you bought it yesterday and it got delivered yesterday at this price, but today this person buys it at this price, it could be higher or it could be lower. So it all depends on when your gas was dropped in your tank, and it changes daily. Unlike the things we buy at the grocery store or the things we buy in regular stores, gas is a commodity that price changes daily. Pretty much daily.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just been when you buy it and when you put it in and how fast you move it.
It is 8:50. We'll take our final break here and come back and finish our conversation with Carroll County Commission Chairman Michelle Morgan. We'll have about 9 minutes left in the program after this break. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
Oak Mountain Academy is an innovative school of academic excellence celebrating over 61 years. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to join us on the mountain to see our mission and vision in action. Academic excellence, a faith-based environment, and dynamic opportunities are just a few of the reasons our families choose Oak Mountain Academy. Academic scholarships and tuition assistance are available. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
All right, 851, welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice. My name's Colin Worthington. My guest this morning, Michelle Morgan. She is the chairman of the Carroll County Board of Commissioners. Taking a peek at y'all sending messages on the WLBB Facebook page. Leslie Smith McPherson, she's the mayor of Billerica, mm-hmm. in case you didn't know. She said, yay, full rollback. Thank you. Glad to know our county school board is doing the same.
Yes.
And thank you, Carroll County Commission, and thank you to the Carroll County School Board members as well for that full rollback. But now watch Billerica. They're gonna mm-hmm. add two mills to theirs. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. I know they won't do that, but. All right. Thank you guys for checking in here. And I think if you have any questions or comments throughout the day, because I know a lot of people watch this later on in the day, can't pinpoint it, watch it at 8:30. So if you do have any questions or comments, feel free mm-hmm. to post those. And I'm sure Michelle will just sit at home and hit refresh all day so she can
yes,
answer those.
Well.
That's all right. All right. Admin building. When I do take my power walks through downtown mm-hmm. Carrollton, I do walk past that fenced area, and it's just, whoosh, I mean, it's wiped out right now. It's dug in real nice. It's almost flattened.
It is. Public Works has done a great job on getting the site ready. So I would think in the next few weeks, few months, we'll start seeing stuff coming out of the ground. We recently were looking at the, I wish I could remember the book, the one that Carroll County, Carrollton book, the Burgundy book, we all have the history of it. And there was a picture from the Carrollton City's first school, Carrollton Public School, and it's a building very similar to what we're building in looks. It was kind of that era. So I'm excited that we're kind of sticking to the historical part of that land, and it's going to be, I think, very attractive to the neighbors living there.
The courthouse, the new courthouse, it was built, had an extra floor.
Yes.
With the future in mind and additions. And I think you guys have plans for that now.
Starting
right?
July 29th. Okay. You'll start to see some things going up the side and going in there. And we're moving the magistrate court over, and we're adding some extra courtrooms upstairs and just because we've been growing. So.
And we'll have enough parking once you do that?
Now, that I'm not responsible for parking.
So along that line, as far as, you know, preparing for...
Hopefully you won't have to go to the courthouse, but you can walk, right?
Yeah, it's just up the road. As far as, you know, planning for the future of those buildings, is there any kind of example of that in the new admin building? I mean, I don't think there'll be an extra floor, but will there be at least, a section in there? Or will everything be used?
It's pretty much everything is used. We accounted for extra space for that growth. So we knew, like, there may be an extra office here and there in each of the locations, knowing that we might grow those departments.
I enjoy listening to the, because I wasn't born here, I didn't grow up here, but I love finding out about the history of Carroll County mm-hmm. and all these, these historic families that have all these longtime connections. Yeah. I guess I'm always just looking for some place for somebody to build a museum of some sort for Carroll County.
Yeah, we've been talking about that. There's like little things everywhere, and then how do you put it together? I mean, 2026 is going to be 200 years for Carroll County celebrating, and so we'll have to be coming up with something to celebrate that, let people know more about our history. So it would be nice to see what relics or what things people have might put on loan, and we could put them on display somewhere.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, because with Carver High School, I mean, there's so mm-hmm. much that Carolyn has with there that it could even go to. I mean, I think eventually she would mm-hmm. hand that over for a permanent display.
Oh, I have a tea set that was given to me by a citizen that has pictures of the courthouse, the one that we're actually modeling the new county admin building off of, that was done like in England. And I have this little tiny porcelain tea set in my office.
Let's banter back and forth with stuff we have. Yeah. Mimi Gentry gave me a record that says it's like from whatever the first year Carrollton High School was in the playoffs, football playoffs. Yeah. The year, I think it was a tie game, but they were counted as co-champions. It's a record of the first broadcast. It's on WLBB. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I keep thinking about giving it to the high school, but I do want to at least try to record it. I mean, it's a shellac record. I mean, it's kind of scared to put my needle on it.
You said it now. Rita Gentry's going to hear this, and she's going to be here getting it from you.
All right, we got 4 minutes. If Rita, if you ever did want that, I mean, if you're not watching, then I'll just puck out and keep it. But if you ever do want that, I will hand that over. New election supervisor was announced at the end of last week. Keith was helpful for me. I mean, anytime that I needed information. I mean, he got it out. He was real helpful.
So it went back to, I was telling, we had a poll workers appreciation lunch on Friday. So I was kind of telling the history of when Greg Rigby decided to retire, we posted the job. And we had a few applicants. But there again, I was looking for somebody that was local, somebody that you were going to see, that you would be able to know that they were just as vested in Carroll County as you were when you went to put your vote in. And I was not getting anything in the application. So I had gone upstairs to, vent to the finance director, and Keith was in there because he was doing some work for us with the ARPA funds. And I'm just like, threw myself in a chair and said, what are we going to do? And then I got up and walked out. And the next day, Keith called me and said, I would do this for a year. I would like to help you. I mean, great volunteer in our community. Saw the opportunity with his business experience, and I was like, are you sure? In a dream here? And so that's how we got Keith, which has been great, because with his business experience, he's been able to go in there and look at the budget, see how to move people, see what we need to bring in to make Carroll County elections an easy access for those that are registered voters, but to make it where citizens, and we've made some changes from where the first voting to where now you go in this way, trying to make the whole process where you are comfortable and able to vote and you believe your vote counts. So he has done a great job on that, but it was just a temporary 1 year position. So when he brought Michael Ock in to help, it just kind of flowed into Michael's like, I like this. He has great business experience, project management, people management, everything you need to run an election department. So I was very excited when Michael said, I would like to be considered for this position. So I'm very thankful to Keith for the hours and time he's put in, plus the people he's brought into the office to help with this.
He is the new election supervisor, Michael Ock, and he'll get that first big test in November when we think the majority of the
voters. Well, he's had a good support system, too, because, Carolyn Driver came back.
I was going to say, is Carolyn sticking around because she was supposed to retire?
She came back to help, too. Yes, all these people that said they retired, I guess I just looked so desperate. They're willing to help me. And then we have Will Hobson, who graduated from Carrollton High School, been very active as a volunteer and working in the office interim, and so I was real excited that he said I want to step in and do some parts here too. So we've got a really great group of people, Carroll County citizens, that are here to make sure that your vote counts and you feel comfortable with it.
Right, Michelle, thank you for coming out this morning.
You're welcome.
And I'm glad you enjoyed your hot chocolate.
Yes.
2 days in a row sampling the imported hot chocolate from West Virginia, and both guests enjoying it. All right, and thank you. And thank you for
You're
watching
welcome.
And listening to this morning's Community Voice program here on News Talk 1330, FM 106.3, 9 o'clock right now. Stay tuned for national news.